Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. It's day 10 of Sister Said in the Spotlight. Let's get started. Today's spotlight is on an American woman, former professional tennis player, widely regarded as one of the greatest tennis players of all time. Her name is Serena Williams. Her quote, "Every woman's success should be an inspiration to another. We're strongest when we cheer each other on." Now, it's a coincidence that this is the quote that came up today because I did something this morning before I even realized this was the quote. I reached out to some women that I met at a retreat just recently. It was a health and wealth retreat. And, you know, at the end of it, a lot of people were talking about the different gems that they got from the different speakers and different sessions that we were in. And I did too. I've got notepads full. And I say notepads because there were some little ones provided by the hotel, but still I've got notes all over the place. I had to go through them and rewrite them so that I could kind of get it all together, wrap my mind around all of this goodness that I received. And I thought of one of the ladies and I said, you know what? I'm going to reach out to her to see how it's going for her. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to this person and this person. So by the end, I reached out to about six different people, just kind of inquiring what's it like? How are they doing since they're back home? How's the momentum going? And in most of the cases, I got a note back with positivity that was mirrored back to me. They gave me a little update on what they've got going on. And then they sent the love right back. We were cheering for each other, cheering each other on, keeping each other accountable, and making sure that we keep our eyes on the prize. Now, the first part of what she said is that every woman's success should be an inspiration to another. I wholeheartedly believe this, and I don't like different industries, kind of like the music industry. I feel like a lot of times in the music industry, if you have a woman that's a singer or a rapper or whatever, and then another one comes along that's kind of along the same line, the same age or whatever, all of a sudden now it's a competition. Why does it have to be a competition? Why can't they both be great? Why does it have to be, well, now we've got you and we've got her. Now y'all got to battle each other to see who comes out on top. No, that's not necessary. There's enough love out there in the world for everyone. There's enough listeners out there for everyone. So there's no reason why they should have to compete with each other. But for some reason, that's what the women in that industry are almost pushed to do. Whereas you don't really see that with the men in the music industry. They don't really put them against each other. It's just kind of like, oh, there's room for all the men. But the women, oh, well, y'all got to figure out who's going to be the queen because we can't have a bunch of princesses running around here. We got to have a queen. So as far as every woman's success should be an inspiration, when you see somebody in your field doing a great thing, don't feel like you have to tear them down and come up with all the negative things to say about them. Find something nice. Give them a high five. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing because one of the things that they're doing, if you haven't made it to their level, guess what? They're clearing the way for you. They already got you your own folding chair and it's like, here, sis, let me clear the way. And when you get up here, I got this chair waiting for you. And when the door opens, you grab the chair and you sprint on in the room. Find you a spot near the table. It's not a competition. Because you are higher up than me doesn't mean that I have to hate on you to feel good about myself. Now, the second part of it, we're strongest when we cheer each other on. I mean, that's a no-brainer. When somebody cheers for you, how good does that make you feel? when you can hear the people on the sidelines saying, whoa, go, 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 way to go, good job. You know, that's one of those things now that we're instilling in our daughter to be able to accept the cheers, accept the applause. Don't get all shy and, oh gosh, I don't want everybody looking at me. No, be proud of that. When you do good things, let people see those good things. They say that in the Bible. Let your light shine. You know, you don't put that light under a shade and hide it. You show it for all the world to see. So when you're shining and people are out there cheering for you, you accept those cheers, but don't be so stank about it that when somebody else is doing great things that you can't cheer for them as well. It's a two-way street. When you see other people doing great things, cheer for them. Let them know that you see them. Because all that's going to do is create momentum for everybody. That's going to bring the good energy into your life, and it's going to send some in their direction too. When you can see somebody else doing good and you find it not robbery to be able to big them up and let them know, hey, way to go, good job. All you're doing is building up for yourself as well. So then when the good things start to happen to you, hopefully there'll be those people that'll cheer you on. And even that person that's ahead of you in the game can look back and be like, yeah, I see you. Let me help you up. Let me drop you a line. Let me put a ladder down there. Let me do something because I remember when. Right? So I've said all of that to say, every woman's success should be an inspiration to another. We're strongest when we cheer each other on. Don't be the catty woman or girl that people expect you to be. Let's go back to Michelle Obama on day two. When they go low, we go high. So when those other people that are have all the poor expectations for you, thinking that when you see that other person moving up the ladder, that, oh, I know what's going to happen. She's going to try to pull them down. No, you give them an extra boost. You push them up a little bit higher because guess what? You're on that same path too that they cleared the way for. So when you get to the ladder and you start climbing up, you have those people behind you to give you a boost. You do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So you give them the positivity. You give them the extra energy and the boost to continue to do great things. Because you don't know, they might be up on that pinnacle looking like $1 million. But guess what? We don't always look like what we're going through. So they might be catching HE double hockey sticks up there. You giving them that extra little atta girl, guess what? That might be that little bit of energy that they needed to be able to push on for another day. So keep that in mind, because we all have our tough days. And if we look out for each other like this, then there's no reason why there's anything in this world that we would not be able to do.